listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Blake Martinian is in the house, Realty Pro 100. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And to remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team. When it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrating today, this is a tough one for me because, I have trouble with any words that are over three letters, right? National Scrabble Day. Okay, Microtia Awareness Day. I don't even know what the heck that is. Louisiana Day. Okay, tomorrow's Vanilla Cupcake Day, so we'll stick with that, being that I have beaten anorexia, and we continue watching all of that one. What's going on in the anything going on in the markets today? Anybody watching the markets today? Did anybody wake up seeing what's happening in the futures market? Yeah, Dow Jones up right now as I speak. Actually, it's gone down a little bit. It's up 1,128 points. S&P 500 up 93. NASDAQ up 76. Oil jumping up big time. Oil's up $3.37 per barrel right now. What does that mean for us here in Calizuela? Well, we're probably going to have oil's up, so does that mean our taxes are going to go up too? And the national average of a gallon of gasoline is $2.111, down 0.3 cents from yesterday. Here in Calizuela, we're at $3.175. That is the average across the state, $3.175. Do you really want to know where you can get gas at $1.76.4 average? Yeah, that's the state of Missouri. Nowhere else in the United States, nowhere else actually in the continental United States, is gas over like $2.60 other than Calizuela. Hawaii is the highest priced gas in the country. But I guess they've got to ship theirs over there, $3.241. We produce it here, we have to pay $3.175. But hey, let's keep voting for those same people and see if we can get a different result. What do you think? But let's take a look also at the markets, the bond market. The 10-year treasury up to 0.955. What does that tell us? Well, the bond market, about 10 times the size of the stock market in capitalization. Huge difference between the bond market and the stock market. When we see the bonds going down like that, which means the yield is going up, that's telling us that people are more comfortable with our society. They're more comfortable with our economics. Might be because of the announcement today from BioNTech and Pfizer saying that they've got a COVID-19 vaccine. Did anybody ever hear that before? Did anybody mention that maybe during the elections that might be coming at the end of the year?
Surprise.
Yeah, they've got that 90% effective. Now, we were on a call with Dr. Royce, and he's one of the lead people at the Cleveland Clinic. We were on a call with him last week. He said if they come up with a vaccine that's 50% effective, now we remember the flu vaccine, usually about 35 to 40% effective. Pfizer's claiming that this one is 90% effective. But you know something? At least we can feel comfort because Joe Biden is working on his mask mandate. Right? He wants everybody to be wearing a mask. Thank goodness, at least, that President Trump came up with the idea of maybe getting a solution instead. Unbelievable. But there is, hey, do you think there's any fraud in this election? I've got some numbers for you that if they don't make you ill, maybe they will. So let's think about this one. Lindsey Graham came up with this one for us. Pennsylvania, 6 dead people registered to vote. That's kind of nice. They also did vote after they registered, after they died. That's a new one. Rudy Giuliani tells us they've got 2,000 affidavits ready to support legal challenges in Pennsylvania. Why were lawful witnesses removed from oversight in Pennsylvania? Now, I've said this before. I'm not a big fan of all this, the tracking that we get from our telephones and whatnot, but I've got nothing to hide. So does it bother me? I don't think it's right, but it doesn't really bother me. I'm not doing anything illegal, immoral, any of that kind of stuff. Doesn't bother me. Why didn't they want the people that were legally supposed to be watching the ballot counting? Why didn't they want them in there? And just a question for you. You can answer that one for me if you want to. There is, again, according to Rudy Giuliani, might be as many as 600,000 questionable votes in Pennsylvania. 600,000. Now, he didn't say that they're all fraudulent. He didn't say they're all for President Trump. He just said questionable. We don't know which side they're on, do we? Yeah, well, we can guess on that. How about this one? Sidney Powell. Do you know who Sidney Powell is? Right? She's the attorney representing General Flynn. Here's some comments that she has. Let's look at this one. Now, think about this. These people voted for Joe Biden only. Now, did you vote? I just throw that out there. Did you vote? Yeah, I did. I tell you, I vote every single time. There's maybe one item on a ballot that I might leave blank. Maybe. I usually try and do my research because people died so I could vote. So I usually try and do my research to find out who I want to be doing what and who I'm supporting. Did you? Did you vote on the ballot measures? I mean, I know there's still a few of them that are open, 15, 19, that's still too close to call. And one of them's got 100% of the votes in and leading by the nose or 3,000 ahead, but it's too close to call. Don't know how that works. But think about this one. There were 98,000 people in Pennsylvania, 80 to 90,000 people in Georgia, 42,000 in Arizona, 69 to 115,000 in Michigan, and 62,000 in Wisconsin. That's enough to change every one of those states. They voted for Joe Biden and nothing else on the ballot. Does that cause any suspicion to you? I don't know. So I'm just throwing that out there for you. You make the decisions all yourself. I don't want to sway your opinion anyway, one way or the other. I just kind of question them. And then today, obviously, we know that Joe Biden is working on his mask mandate. Right? Better buy some masks because the 21st of January, and he's inaugurated on the 20th. He wants to get mandates through every governor. If he can't get through the governor, he's going to go to the mayors to make sure that you are wearing a mask. Why don't you just take a vaccine? You know, doesn't that seem logical? Am I the only one that seems to think that way? And once again, we get the newest version of Hillary Clinton. This one is Michelle Obama. Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I've got to say there.
It is what it is.
So Michelle Obama came out and says tens of millions, quote unquote, voted for Trump, quote, even when it meant supporting lies and hate, unquote. Okay, so I guess I'm one of those that supports lies and hate. But let's think about this. Go back, scratch your head. I do. Right back 4 years ago, about this time, then President-elect Trump said, they're spying on my campaign. And the media said, no, they just said that couldn't be. 3 years later, we get the documentation that the FISA warrants were there. They were doing it. Just throw that out there. Now, when the president said 4 months ago that there was going to be corruption if we mail out ballots. Now, a lot of countries say the same thing. It's not just the president here that says that. There's a lot of countries saying the same thing. And now we see that's going on. 5 swing states within 1%, all with Joe Biden in the lead. Georgia, Biden's ahead last night, 10,352 votes. Arizona, 19,438. Wisconsin, 20,540. And Pennsylvania, 43,251. Nevada, 31,000. Now, Nevada, 31,464. Is there any state in the union that can count better than Nevada? Right? I mean, they've got, although maybe they can't count over 21. You know, that might be the issue. Now, if we're thinking about election fraud, don't tell me that's never happened in the U.S. 1960, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley allegedly rigged the ballot for John F. Kennedy. Dead people were found to have voted. 677 election officials indicted. Just throw that out there for you. 677 election officials. If we had an honest media in this country, they would be saying, you know something? I don't know whether this is accurate or not accurate, but I think we should be investigating. Wonder where that media... Oh, yeah, we don't have an honest media in this country. If Joe Biden wanted unity in this country, he'd be leading the charge behind an audit. I guess he doesn't really want unity. He just wants to get his way. And I want to throw this out there for you. I don't know what this means. Maybe you can help me with this one. Does it surprise anybody that socialist, maybe communist Bernie Sanders has not called Joe Biden to congratulate him, but he did call Kamala Harris? What does that tell us? I don't know, but maybe you can help me out with that. One sad piece of information did come up this weekend. This one is confirmed, right? We'll share that with you. Yeah, unfortunately, Alex Trebek did succumb to pancreatic cancer. Gave a good fight, but yesterday it was announced that he had lost that battle. Pancreatic cancer, we certainly want to wish every best thing to his family in this very, very sorrowful time for them. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got a great broadcast lined up for you today. Got a lot to cover. We're going to chat a little bit about real estate. Is it safe to sell a house right now? I don't know because I don't sell houses. I finance them. But is it safe? We'll talk about that. We've got a lot to cover. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Real Estate Radio is hosted by local real estate and finance expert, Ron Siegel. The purpose of this show is to help consumers understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. We're teaching you the why and the how-to, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain in Southern California, Ron Siegel can help. Call Ron directly at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Take advantage of speaking with Ron anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone who can answer all of your questions that truly cares about you and your family's best interest is priceless. Call Ron Siegel today and you'll be glad you did. 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or you can visit realestateradiowithron.com for more info.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to bluewatercredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's bluewatercredit.com.
Trimming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills, and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990. Check them out, RonIsMyLender.com. That's the site, RonIsMyLender.com. Dow Jones now up 1196. S&P is up 98. NASDAQ up 70. And as we look every day, the 10-year Treasury night up 13 basis points. 0.947. And if we look at the mortgage-backed securities, now I've told you this before, you have to understand, the bond itself down 61 basis points.
Ow!
Yeah, that's a painful number. Down 61 basis points, having gone through support. All that information is exactly available on that super secret website, google.com. But hey, I'll tell you why that is happening. Obviously, it has to do with Pfizer and BioNTech. They announced that their COVID-19 vaccine is more than 90% effective. Two doses you have to have, and I want to see how they're going to deal with this. 30 million. I didn't think about this. Maybe I should buy stock in some companies that make freezers, right? Because this vaccine, it's two dosages, has to be kept frozen. And you have to take them 21 days apart, and 7 days after the second vaccine, they claim that it's 90% effective. Think about that one. So stocks went up on that. If you watch, Disney skyrocketed on it. The cruise industries all skyrocketed. Airlines took a big jump, so we're watching all of that. Quiet news week, though. We're going to see Treasury auctions, inflation data. The bond markets closed on Wednesday in observance of Veterans Day. So we won't have a lot on the mortgage market, but I'm going to give you some new strategies that we'll use then. Consumer Price Index, Fed Chairman Powell speaks on Thursday. We've got a 30-year bond auction. Producer Price Index is Friday. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star's got the programs and the products. Check them out at the website, RonIsMyLender.com. RonIsMyLender.com. But let's talk a little bit about wealth. Yeah, well, if the stock market going up like that today, there might be a lot of people that made some money if you're in the right stocks. But ironically enough, I did look, and the ones that we've been thinking about recently, those have not been doing quite as much. Netflix down 29. We're looking at Apple. It's only up $1.83 when the market's up 1,000 points. Microsoft's only up 65 cents. Why might that be happening that way? Amazon down $97 a share. Think about that. If you own Amazon and it's down $97 a share, yeah, you're probably not too excited about that. So what else do we do? What else can we think about? Because I've told you this before, the markets are always extremely volatile. What about real estate? Well, our guest this morning, Blake Vartanian, is in the house with us, Realty Pro 100. Can we build wealth in real estate? Is it too late? We'll talk about it. What do you think, Blake? Good morning.
Good morning, Ron. Thank you for asking that big question there. So when you look at wealth and real estate, the question you have to look at is the trend over time. So if you're looking at a short term, some people want to, you know, buy a piece of real estate today and have it appreciate by next year. That may or may not happen. But if we look historically over the course of time, 10-year horizon, 20-year horizon, the massive opportunities in real estate are increased because of the ability to leverage. So when you look at, as an example, thank you to our veterans for serving. But veterans, many of you probably haven't had a proper evaluation of what you're capable of purchasing. You defended the right of Americans to own real property. And now as part of that giving back, as part of that commitment that you made, there's lending opportunities for people, of which, Ron, you know more than I do, how to go through that process. But we find it in real estate that oftentimes veterans haven't done an evaluation to see what they're truly capable of purchasing using their VA benefits.
So here's the irony of that one, because I've talked about this many times on our broadcast. The veterans, the military, when a veteran is preparing to leave the military, they have some different seminars that they go through. And they give them these massive books and telling them what their entitlements are, what they've earned. They're not gifts, they've earned them, right? Our military men and women do a great, great job, and they've earned these things.
Absolutely.
But at that point in time, they're anxious to get to the next chapter of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't think about the fact of being able to buy a piece of property with no money down.
Exactly.
They're going out and they're saying, okay, I got to go rent a house so I can live. But the cost to buy a house is the down payment to buy a house is less than the down payment to lease a house.
So through the 40 years I've been in real estate, it's amazing how many conversations I've had with veterans who didn't understand that they didn't necessarily make the right choice when they put an FHA loan on their house.
Right.
Because they didn't have to.
Exactly.
And they could have bought probably more if they had utilized the knowledge, because they would be in a position to understand exactly what they're entitled to. So they might have worked with a lender who didn't know what questions to ask.
Yeah, that's a shame, because I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I would call that malpractice, right? Because if you're doing these things, and I talk to you all the time, because both from the realtor side and the lender side, I tell you, you need great guidance. If you're just going on one of those apps, right? They may not even ask you if you're a veteran, because maybe they don't offer the product. I'm going to share some numbers right here, Blake. I ran this. My crack staff puts this in front of me right while you're saying this, right?
Okay.
So in Orange County, California, the five-year appreciation rate, 3.6%. The 60-year appreciation rate, 5.36%. All right, so you're talking about long-term appreciation. Riverside, California, 10-year, 4.81, 60 years, 4.94.
But here's the real opportunity. If you put, let's say, 10% down, or let's just even go to the example of you went with the FHA at 3.5% down, and you're getting that return, you've only put 3.5%.
I like the idea of what, because I'm a simple guy.
Yeah.
I like your 10% number,
okay,
because I can do the math easier.
Okay, so let's say you put 10% in. That means you're borrowing 90% of the money that you're gaining appreciation on. So your appreciation is from the actual purchase price. So you're using someone else's money. So the billionaires today, they know that they would borrow as much money as they could at 2 or 2.5 or 3 or 4%, because they can make more than that with it. So they'll borrow as much money as they possibly can get a hold of, because they're going to make money on the spread. So part of the wealth building is to show you how to make money on the spread. It's not about how much money you borrow. It's about how much money you make with the money you borrow.
So let's do a simple math, because I am a simple man.
Sure.
So we're looking right here, and we've got I'm going to just use I don't want to use the, well, maybe I'll use $400,000.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got a $400,000 house, because in Riverside, the median home price right now, $416,789. I can do math. I don't do it real well in my head. So if we talk about 10% down, we've put down $40,000 of our own money.
Yes.
And if that property appreciates at, let's round these off, 5%.
Okay.
So this first year, we're going to make $20,000, right?
Yes.
And we invested $40,000 of our own money.
So it's actually a 50% return.
Right. Where are you going to get a 50% return on your money?
Right. That's the part that people tend to miss.
Right.
Is that they look at it and they go, well, real estate's appreciating 3, 4, or 5% a year over time. But it's about how much of your own money did you actually put into it?
Right.
Right. And you're going to pay, most people are going to pay to live somewhere anyways.
Right.
And then they get tax benefits for the ownership of it. And there's other benefits. So when you're looking at, in many cases in the Inland Empire, especially, there are many people in Orange County who have the ability to buy investment property with their existing equity. And the actual rental rates in the Inland Empire are skyrocketing, and so are the values because of the employment sectors that are being created out there. So we're finding that there's a lot of money that can be generated. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just share an example of something we just did.
Give me 1 second. We're going to do that when we come back. Blake's going to share an example, and I want to share this with you as we go to break. Think about this. If you have $400,000 in equity in your Orange County home, because that'll be 50% equity, because we've got an $816,000 median home price in Orange County, $808,000 now, right? And you can go buy, well, with $400,000 in equity, you can go buy 10 median-priced homes in Riverside County. That's going to be, you're going to get that 10 median-priced homes. We're going to talk about how this all works out with Blake Vartanian. And when we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets, how to make money. We've got some examples, show and tell. And we might even talk, is it safe to sell my house right now? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, hey, even on Parler, if you're on Parler now, I'm on there right as well, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you. And to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, Ron is MyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 217037. Ron is MyLender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. What is it? Is it safe? The question. Is it safe to sell my house right now? Why not? In today's real estate market, the buzz is all about how it's a great time to sell your house. Buyer demand is high. Simply aren't enough homes available to buy to meet that growing demand. This means now's the time to make a move so you can close the deal on your ideal terms. Even in today's strong seller's market, there are homeowners who are choosing not to sell due to ongoing concerns around the health crisis, financial uncertainty, and life in general. According to Zillow, here are the top three reasons homeowners who are thinking of selling sometime in the next 3 years are not putting their houses on the market right now. 34%, life is too uncertain right now. 31%, financial uncertainty. 25%, COVID-19 health concerns. If you identify with any of these, you're not alone. Whether it's the future of your employment situation or simply being uncomfortable having guests in your home for showings, life feels a lot different than it did at this time last year. The good news is real estate professionals have spent the majority of 2020 figuring out how to sell homes safely, and it's paying off for those who are choosing to move this year. Real estate agents are doing two things very well to make selling your house possible. One, they're implementing technology in the process. And number two, agents are facilitating safe and effective in-person showings. Got a lot of great information there in this era in our lives. Things are shifting quickly. Virtual strategies for sellers may be your ideal option. Opening your doors to new approaches could be game-changing when it comes to selling your house. While the market is learning in your favor or leaning in your favor, hey, let's chat. And I thought it just fascinates me when I looked at these major items from Zillow. Life is too uncertain right now. Do you think it's going to get more certain in the next 3 years? Do you have a crystal ball that's going to tell you exactly what the next 3 years bring? If you do, please help me because I don't have that crystal ball. Financial uncertainty. Do you know where you're finding every one of these? You look at them and you say, why would this hold you back? Why would it hold you back? Life isn't, there's no certainties in life, right? I mean, I can go out and leave the parking lot of the studio that we're in right now and get hit by a bus. Or I could go and win the lottery. You know, those are all things that could happen, right? They happen to people every single day. So if you want some great information, just give us a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Again, that's a real-time real estate segment brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So we're chatting this morning. Blake Fortanian is in the house. We are chatting about building wealth through real estate. And Blake had an example that we want to go through, but I just want to throw this out there because I did share this a little bit before the break. The concept of, and Blake, you mentioned this about pulling some equity out of your property, right? And there's no better time than doing that right now. I mean, yes, the interest rates did spike up a little bit this morning. And they're really at a whopping maybe 3%, right, on a 30-year fixed rate loan. Give or take, I mean, I'm just going to use the Fannie Mae numbers or the Freddie Mac numbers so I don't get in trouble with compliance people. Right, so I better give you the exact number, otherwise they get mad at me. So as of Thursday, 2.78% was the average on a 30-year fixed rate loan. 2.78. You can pay a little extra for that cash out idea. But think about this. If you take out $400,000, that's 50% of the value of the median priced home in Orange County. I don't know how many people have that $400,000. You could buy 10 homes that you and I were speaking about. Now you're controlling, is that $4 million worth of real estate?
Yes, you're increasing your asset base.
Right, and if that goes up, as we talked about, just say 5%, at 4 million, 5% of $4 million. That's a lot of money.
It is.
Right? That's a lot. So that's $200,000 appreciation. And all you did was sit down with Blake and his team to find 10 pieces of property. Now, Blake, in the Inland Empire, I don't know if you know this off the top of your head. I don't want to put you on the spot here. But a 400,000 median priced home, give or take, what's something like that going to rent? Going to give us in a lease payment? Any idea?
Well, we found that in most cases it will cover the mortgage, taxes, and insurance. So it depends on the neighborhoods because it does vary, you know, widely, right, depending on access to the freeway, the different, you know, the different communities. But I can give you an actual example.
Please.
We have a person who owned a property in South Coast Metro, okay, and they owned it free and clear. $300,000 is what they owned without a mortgage, meaning free and clear.
Right,
and they is a one bedroom. So we consulted them and said, well, how much do you think your one bedroom will be worth 3, 4, or 5 years from now? And you know, we had that conversation and came to the conclusion that they had the ability to take that equity, add a very small amount of cash to it, and buy a fourplex in Whittier that took their rental of $1,700 that they had on the $300,000, because that's what they were renting it for, one bedroom for $1,700, and they were able to increase their rental total income to $7,700 from the four units, and net $2,000, so they got a higher net than the $1,700, and they have the ability to convert the garages to additional dwelling units. They could be leased out separately if you wanted to go through the conversion, which is something that's happening statewide because it's something that Jerry Brown did before he left office, is he made it easier, even though some cities are pushing back. It is something that has made a real estate more attractive to investors. So what I would say as an example, let's say you've sat on your house, you're concerned about the COVID, but you need to move to Texas and you don't want people coming through your house. Well, through our iBuyer program, we have investors who are willing to pay the full retail on the property because they want the property with the possibility of the conversion to an ADU to increase the rental.
Back up, like,
yes.
ADU.
Yes, so additional dwelling unit.
Okay, gotcha.
So they can.
I'm a simple guy.
Yeah, no, right, that's perfect. That's perfect. So the additional, that's, I love it. So the additional dwelling unit can provide, you know, let's say you can rent a garage that's built out. Two car garage. You can probably rent it out $600, $700, $800, $900, whatever the amount is, depending on the community, and that adds to the rental of the actual house that you're renting it for. So if you have a fourplex, you typically could, in some cities, you could actually turn it into an eightplex.
Wow. Yeah, because you were talking, the initial thought there that you brought up was a one bedroom.
Yes.
Right, so the units you're converting would basically be a studio, which is not a whole lot different than a one bedroom.
Exactly.
So, now let's look at one other thing on the property that you're talking about. Now Whittier, I think, is Los Angeles County.
It is Los Angeles. So yep. That's not so. But we did have another person who bought 5 units in Fontana.
Okay.
So that would be the Inland Empire. So they did something very similar. Not the exact numbers, but they just recently closed on that one, and now we have two people in escrow two separate investors who came together who are buying, taking their individual units, and they're buying two fourplexes in North Orange County.
So on the Whittier property, what was the value of that property, give or take, just round numbers?
It was $1.3 million.
$1.3 million.
So they increased their asset base from $300,000 to $1.3 million.
Okay,
so properties go up 5% instead of going up the 5% of 300,000, it would be 5% of 1.3 million.
And being that we are on live radio and TV and watching on RonCRadio.tv and the AM 1490 KMET ABC News and Talk stream, my crack staff did send me this information once again. So then Los Angeles County, the 60-year appreciation, 5.56. 10 years, 4.30, median home price, $583,000. So here you're looking at $1.3 million. If that goes up, and I'm going to round it off again, even though it's, well, I can't. Maybe I should do 5.56 is a 60 year. So we can round that down to 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, $65,000 a year appreciation?
Yeah.
Did I do that math right?
Versus $6,000.
Versus $6,000. Right. I mean, think about some of these numbers, the numbers that
plus they have the ability to convert the garage.
Right.
In all four of those units, which could bring additional rental income. And based on what's called a gross rent multiplier, where your value of your property is determined in part by how much rent it increases. If you've got $600 for each converted garage, you're now over $10,000 a month on that conversion of what they were getting, 1,700 gross rent before.
But taking it back to even if you did nothing but break even, Blake.
Yes.
Your appreciation right there is massive amounts. And that, I think, is what you were talking about, building wealth with real estate.
It is, because the billionaires don't want us to know the secret of leverage, because they do it all the time, but they want us to believe that it's right to just sit on your equity and have a massive amount of equity. There are 53,000 homeowners in our community in the 8 cities around our office that we've evaluated who own their homes without a mortgage or a very small mortgage. Now, you take that average price of $800,000, it actually comes out to, we calculated, over $420 billion worth of equity that could purchase over $1.2 trillion worth of real estate without a massive leverage. That's a very small leverage, because we're only using it 3 times.
And if our story just a minute ago was correct, that people are uncertain about the future, that means there's people that still want to rent.
Yes.
We're going to talk more with Blake Vartanian when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We've also got that featured home brought to you by mysocallender.com. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Come back with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, The team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and MLS 217037 and VCalBRE number 01869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 217037 and DRE number 1869452.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rate subject to change without notice. License to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The featured home segment today being brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. MySoCalLender, they've got all the information on properties. Every property in the sound of my voice, you can find that information right there on the site, mysocallender.com. Brought to you today by our friend Jim Salem. He's got the featured home today. If I can get the picture to show up on my screen, I can actually tell you about it, my word's eye view. 84, yeah, just if you're old enough like me, remember Chick Hearn with his word's eye view. Not that I think I'm anywhere close to Chick Hearn. 8444 East Tioga Way, Anaheim Hills. Beautiful, light, and open. Anaheim Hills, two-bedroom, two-bathroom, two-story townhome. Spacious kitchen, stainless refrigerator, newer stainless dishwasher, built-in microwave, breakfast bar, walk-in pantry, modern, newer, wood-look tile flooring. Newer, everything's newer. Newer carpeting, spacious first bedroom with walk-in closet, private bathroom. Good, I'm glad we don't have public bathrooms here. Second bedroom with an attached full bathroom as opposed to a partial bathroom. A washer, a dryer, no one above or below. Living room, kitchen, patio. A lot of good stuff. A newer water heater. Hey, this is brought to you again by our friend Jim Salem. $479,900. Let's look at a 30-year fixed rate, 5% down. $2,083 is your monthly payment. Principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and HOA. 10% down, $2,721 is your payment. With 20% down, $2,388. You can't even rent for $2,388. To keep all the compliance people happy, I will tell you, APR is 3.098, 2.974, and 2.823, NMLS 217037. Again, that is the featured home brought to you by our friend Jim Salem. Give him a call or give me a call. Put you in touch with him if you want more information about this wonderful property. Continuing our conversation, building wealth in real estate, or maybe even building wealth with real estate. Talking this morning, Blake Fortanian is in that house. We're chatting. He's with Realty Pro 100. He's the, well, he thinks he's the big dog, but we know who the real big dog is. Mrs. Vartanian. Yes. Right? we all understand that. We got that stuff down pat.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've been talking about how to build wealth. And just think about that. That property I just told you about. I should bring that up because we can actually use the featured home today and chat a little bit about that one, Blake, because and it's got some interesting concepts there, right? Because we're looking at it and we're saying it kind of fits everything you and I have been chatting about this morning.
Yeah, and just to start off, Jim Salem is a fantastic real estate person. I have had the privilege of, you know, working as a colleague in the same industry with him for many years, and he just has a great reputation. And so I was excited to see that he was, you know, featured in your home section today.
Yeah, so think about this. We've been talking about 10% down, right? I mean, that's what we've been using as our model this morning. A two-bedroom, two-bath, and I think we went to 10% down, $2,721 a month. Now, I don't know what you can rent for $2,700 a month in Anaheim Hills.
It's getting very pricey. There, you know, I like to use my house as an example. In 99, you could have rented my house for probably $1,700 or $1,800, and today it's over $4,000. And, anyway. And I think that, you know, when you look at being a renter for the rest of your life, you have to ask the question, how high is the limit on what my rent is going to be?
Sure.
And when you enter into a mortgage, it's basically a contract with someone saying, my house payments are now fixed for the next 30 years, other than the variation in property tax or insurance. But the principal and interest, if you get a fixed rate mortgage, you would have that certainty for the next 30 years, no matter what inflation does. And you have to think about that in the way of the valuation of your money. You go back 30 years ago, you know, what was a gallon of gas? What was a gallon of milk or anything else that you purchased? And how much has that gone up? And what if you had, you know, the ability to lock your mortgage in until 2050?
Yeah, that's and you know, you cannot. There's so many areas, and I like to share this all the time with you, just because we don't know exactly where you sit right now. I'm going through the certified mortgage advisor certification right now, and one of the things we're looking at in there is think about this: if you've got that property that we're talking about, that Blake's talking about, and you know, right now, say you've got a 3% interest rate, right? But you've got an auto payment, and you've got student loans, and you've got credit card debt. Now, your household blended rate might be, you know, 6%.
Yes.
And you take that money out and take part of it, pay that debt off, and buy a rental property. Now, Blake was just sharing with you about rents, and I couldn't get the exact number that Blake used because I am old and I can't see the numbers on my screen right here, but I'm sharing with you a chart of median asking rent. This is a national chart since 1988. Now, I'm a little oversized. Many of you know that. Maybe a lot oversized. This looks like a ski slope, doesn't it, Blake?
It's a massive ski slope with a huge escalation.
Right? And that's what we're talking about right there. So you can buy this property of Jim Salem's. And with that same 10% down that we've been talking about all morning, you're going to get probably a positive cash flow. And, you know, we can't guarantee anything, but 5% appreciation year over year if you're looking out 60 years, if the past repeats itself.
Yeah.
$20,000 a year.
And I always look at, you know, there are natural cycles in any asset class that you buy, whether it's stock or
right.
bonds.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the real estate market may go through fluctuations, but I always believe that it really doesn't matter what the value of your house is until the day you decide to sell it, and then it matters most. Or refinance. Perfect for you. Yes, exactly.
If you're trying to take money out to go and buy these properties that Blake and I are talking about today,
right?
You know, then it's meaningful.
But I always look at, if you really believed that the real estate market was going to have a sudden drop in depreciate in value, you would not want to just lose your equity and not put it to work. So why not take, let's just say you had $1 million house and you believed, I don't agree with this belief, but if you believed that your real estate was going to drop 20% in the next couple of years, for whatever reason you have.
Sure.
That's $200,000 that's going to disappear from the value of your home in your mind. So why not take that $200,000 and actually go buy something with it in the form of an appreciating asset class over time? Because it's only going to impact you, you know, if you don't do anything, that value now becomes $800,000 if that were to become a self-fulfilling prophecy and it actually happened.
So if I'm hearing you right, you're saying that by taking the money out of my existing home, taking it out of my existing equity,
yes,
and deploying that into another piece of property, I've actually cut my risk.
You've cut your risk, you've diversified your portfolio, and you have passive income coming from that investment. So typically, you know, the California population is not on the decline.
Right.
So we would say no matter who's theoretically moving and leaving California, many of them are not selling their real estate. They're renting it. But in addition, the ones that are selling it, there are plenty of buyers. If the house is priced right, most real estate is selling in a relatively short period of time in most price ranges. There are obviously exceptions.
Sure.
But the news just had the most expensive home that ever sold in Orange County. I saw it a couple weeks ago. And I thought, okay, here we are in the fall of 2020. And the most expensive real estate transaction actually took place, not in the springtime,
right,
but in the fall. When everybody would say, so many people would say, I'm just going to wait till after the holidays. And I say, don't wait till after the holidays. That's when everybody's in the market. You don't want to jump on the freeway at 5 o'clock on a Friday to get to Las Vegas.
Great analogy.
You know, you want to go when everyone else isn't there. So the tide is, you know, it's a good time right now is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. Great information. If you want more information about building wealth in real estate, give me a call. There's a lot of events that go on at Realty Pro 100, so I'll share those with you. You've got it on our screen right now, realtypro100.com/events. You can find and learn more about how to build wealth in real estate with Blake Fartanian. And we ask you every day, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today, and Sean, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.